Now, the passage of Scripture, which was just read in your hearing, was written 2,500 years ago as a letter from the prophet Jeremiah to the 3,023 Jews who had been taken captive from Judah to the nation of Babylon. Those 3,023 Jews were in a pickle. The nation of Judah had collapsed. They were being taken away from their home to a culture that was far different from theirs, and the expectation upon them was that they would adjust and adopt the national identity of the Babylonians and become, for all intents and purposes, like all the other people of Babylon. The popular prosperity preachers of the day, hard to imagine, but they had them back then too. The prosperity preachers of the day were telling the people of Israel that it was all just temporary. They didn't worry about anything. See, the prosperity preachers said, as they say today, God loves you so much. He couldn't possibly inflict upon you anything that would be bad. Just trust him. It's temporary. God will bring you through. In a short while, in a few years, they said, God will restore Israel to her rightful place. They told Israel she would be restored to God's favor soon. But Jeremiah had been given a different message. Poor old Jeremiah. The one the scholars call the weeping prophet, the wailing prophet, the prophet of gloom and doom. God told Jeremiah to speak in contradiction to the false prophets of the age. God told Jeremiah that he was to tell Israel God's judgment would rest upon the nation until the time of his judgment was complete. See, the simple fact was that Israel's sins had mounted up on the scales. And God's judgment could be withheld no longer. She had failed to obey. She had failed to trust. She had forged her own way, borrowing detestable practices from the cultures around her, and she had ignored God's holy word. It was not a light thing that would be done in no time. God's judgment would rest on the nation until it was complete. God told Jeremiah to tell Israel that Israel's restoration to favor would take 70 years. 70 years. An entire generation would live and die before Israel returned to the promised land. They would live in exile for 70 years because of the weight of their sin before God. So God told Jeremiah to tell the people of Israel to settle in Babylon, to make Babylon their home, for they were going to be there for a long time. 70 years. There was no easy fix. It would take a long time. Their rebellion would cost them 70 years. They would have to pay the price for their sin, and the price they would pay would be 70 years in captivity. But during all those years, they needed to remember this. God had a plan. God had a plan for them. Oh, it might be hard to see what God was doing in those 70 years. There might not be lots of fun times. There might actually be things that felt like burdens and troubles and all the junk of life. But in the midst of it, they needed to hear the good news. God had a plan. And it was a plan which would bring them hope and a future. They were not forsaken. God had a plan. It was a plan which would bring them hope and a future. They were not forsaken. All that Israel had to do was stand firm in the Lord and trust the plan. That's all Israel had to do. Stand firm in the Lord and trust the plan. They just had to do it for 70 years. And it wasn't going to be a good 70 years. They were going to have to live in a foreign land among a strange people for 70 years. 70 years. If you're 70 years old, would you slip your hand up? Come on, show it. I want to see it. Okay. Most of you haven't even lived 70 years. The temptation to abandon God and to forget His plan would be great. Sometimes the temptation would feel overwhelming to the people of Israel, but still God had a plan for their future to bring them hope and a future. They were not forsaken. All they had to do was stand firm in the Lord and trust the plan. So here we are today in this lovely place celebrating 150 years of God's faithfulness to First Baptist Church Cornerstone Fellowship. 150 years. God has been working His plan for us. So what would He have us remember on this day of celebration, as we pass 150 years and move into the future? What would He have us remember? Well, perhaps God has a plan, right on. Okay? God still has a plan. He has not gone away. He has not given up on us. Despite our unfaithfulness, our failure to listen to Him, our reluctance to do what it is that He calls us to do, God has a plan. And it's true that there may be times that we won't be able to see the good thing that God is doing, and we'll begin to doubt whether or not God has a plan. Sometimes we're just blind to what the Father is up to, aren't we? But it is in those moments when we begin to doubt and question and aren't sure that we need to remember God has a plan. And it's not just any plan. God has a plan for our future, which is full of hope. One of my favorite verses comes from the book of 2 Timothy. There God says this: even if we are faithless. And we've all got to admit that there are times when our faith falls short and we are faithless. Even if we are faithless, as all Israel was faithful 2,500 years ago, even if we are faithful, He, God, will remain faithfulness. Will remain faithful. You know why? Because faithfulness is His nature and He cannot deny Himself. The scripture says it. He will remain faithful. God's plan, the one He is working right now for all of us, God's plan will bring us good. You know how I know? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. So all we need to do right now and into the future, all we need to do is stand firm in the Lord and trust His plan. Now listen to me. This is true for your personal life. Okay, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter how old you are, how young you are, no matter what it is that you are experiencing, what I have just said to you is true for you. For you. God has a plan for you to bring you hope and a future. And in your personal life, if you will stand firm in the Lord and trust the plan, God will bring you good. There's nothing uncertain about it. It's written in the Bible. Romans chapter 8, 28. It's true for our corporate life together. We, as the people of God who occupy the place called Cornerstone Fellowship, need fear nothing. We sang it, if God is for us, what can stand against us? Nothing. God has a plan for us, a plan full of hope and a future. As a church, all we need do is stand firm in the Lord and trust His plan. Now, I'm smiling because I want you to catch this. It ain't easy. It's easier to say it than do it. But the truth is, if we stand firm in the Lord, if we trust His plan, He will bring us good. That is the great message from all that's happening here today, from this celebration. It's not that we're great, it's that God is great. We don't know exactly what lies in our future. But if we stand firm and if we trust God's plan, we will discover that His grace alone is enough for us.